You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Sunday, September the 18th, and I'm Andy Holding, fresh off a little bit of a mini late summer break to come back and preview this Gowran Park for you at 7 race card. Obviously, we've got a very, very competitive day's racing there over in Ireland with the 3:20 that highlight the Group 3 Fillies contest, in which Dermot Well looks as though he's got a very strong hand. The rest of the card, well, chock full with big feels. We've got lots of interesting back-end maidens and handicaps alike to take us all the way through to 5:50.
Race 1.
We begin with a decent-looking fillies maiden, which is the 2:20. It's run over a mile. It's going to be on the softish ground, yielding at the time of recording, but likely to get a little bit softer as the rain band, if forecast, drifts in over Ireland this afternoon. The one that's going to be the most popular, you would imagine, would be Wayside Flower, who hasn't been seen out since finishing a very creditable fourth in a listed contest back in May at Nace, when beaten 3.5 lengths by Aidan O'Brien's filly Cuff, who of course went off favourite for the Albany Stakes at Royal Ascot. Not sure why she's been off. Obviously one or two problems perhaps with this filly by Shamadol. The big question is, will she be able to get back to her best after that enforced break of 112 days? If she can, and if she stays the trip, then Wayside Flow is likely to play a prominent role in the outcome of this race. But I quite like one that I thought shaped really well the other day behind Majazi at the Curran. The horse in question is David Watchman's Lady Clinch, filly by Hoss Chaparral, who very much was learning on the job that day at the County Kildare venue, doing some good late work at the closing stages to suggest that she's got plenty of ability, if albeit she didn't probably show it all on debut due to inexperience. Hopefully likely to improve significantly for that performance first time up, as a lot of David Watchman's horses do. Well drawn in stall 7, with a little bit of cut in the ground, over a mile, stiff mile here, then I do think Lady Clinch has got a decent chance of outrunning her odds this morning of around about 12 to 1.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then. And this is another 2-year contest over a mile. This time it's the Colt's turn. And a decent assembly of runners we've got here. The one I quite like is Rekindling from the David Watchman stable. I'm going for the David Watchman double the first two races. Decent second first time out behind Aidan O'Brien's very promising horse Capri. But you've only got to look back through the field that day to see how well this form has worked out. Fourth was a horse called Percy from the Joe Lyons stable. Of course, went on to win next time out at Killarney and finished fourth in a Group 3 contest at Leopardstown the other day. Majazi, as we mentioned, has already won since. He went to the Curragh, then she went to the Curragh the next day and beat a decent field in decent style. So I do think this horse, well drawn, with that experience under his belt, from a good family, should take all the beating there in the 2:50. And we can get a nice price about him this morning as well, around about 4 to 1. So good strong each way vote there for Rekindling in the 2:50.
Race number 3.
On to the big race of the day then, the 3:20. And as I said at the top of the preview, the Dermot Weld stable, as ever, has got a very strong hand in this particular contest. He always does well here, Dermot, particularly with horses that run in the Aga Khan colours. And the horse that comes into mind here is Discipline, who fits that criteria. She looks as though she's a very, very progressive filly. She made her debut here when she won, as the market suggested, back in April. Good second then to Boca Bacchiato, albeit was fairly flattered to finish within a head of Jessica Harrington's Charge as the winner was eased down in the closing stages, but certainly ran a perfectly respectable race in good company, second time off the shelf considering she was so inexperienced. She then got her black tie by winning a listed race the last time we saw her back in June. And even though she only won by half a length, I felt at the time that she won with a good deal more in hand than official winning margin suggested. Idling and dossing around once she hit the front. And it's interesting that Dermot Wild has gone for the hood today just to kind of offset that slight trait perhaps of just not concentrating in the latter stages of her races. She's nicely drawn. We know that she handles cutting the ground. And I think as the season progresses, she's the type to do really well towards the back end of the season. So discipline, a raw, typical raw backward improving type trained by Dermot Wild. This filly by Dan Zilli, I think, will take quite a bit of beating there in that Group 3 prize at 3:20.
Race 4.
On to the 3:50 then. And the best bet of the afternoon comes here in the shape of Modern Tutor. Now, I was away when this horse won the other day at Down Raw, but I've done the time figures and I watched the performance there of this gelding by Selkirk, and he absolutely trotted up in a very competitive handicap, coming from a long way off the pace to shoulder 12 stone to a very easy victory in the hands of today's jockey, Billy Lee. And I do think that, albeit a £7 penalty has been handed out by the handicapper, I don't think that's it's going to be sufficient to prevent this horse winning again, if, of course, he's in the same sort of form. The key to the horse seemed to be seven furlongs or a drop back in trip, let's say, from a mile and a quarter and soft ground. So the mile today on easy surface should suit Nicole McKenna's charge. Doesn't appear to be a very competitive race either. And while this horse is in such good form, it's very difficult to get away from his chances today. Nicely drawn, conditions look ideal. And Modern Tutor is the nap of the day in the 3:50.
Race 5.
On to the 4:20 then. I was quite impressed by the way that Nanny's Well got the job done the other day down in Listowel. And she gets the vote here. She's obviously improved quite significantly in recent times since she's been acquitted with a hood, a good third at Tipperary, and followed up that by Killarney, suggests that she was ready to strike, and she did as well in no uncertain fashion when she stood her ground in the latter stages to beat the very strongly fancied favourite Hibiscus in a decent fillies maiden down in Listowel the other day. 10 lengths clear of the rest as well, so that form should be worth noting. Obviously, she's gone up in the handicap subsequent. She's now rated in the 60s, but Ross Coakley does take a valuable three off, and she's got a nice handy draw in stall one. Pretty poor race otherwise. So Nanny's Well is a very strong choice there in 4:20.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:50 then, which is an extended mile 1 furlong handicap for the apprentices. And the one I like here is down the bottom here, Kandahari from the John McConnell stable, with probably one of the best apprentices on board in the shape of Killian Leonard. Other than one poor run at the Curra, two starts ago, and probably not handling the slightly quicker surface and the stop-start nature of that race, this filly is very much on an upward curve. Finished third behind Intrepid Prince three starts ago and was a very decent second the other day behind one of Dermot Wells, well-fancied horses, Loving the Sun at Listowel. Made the running that day and was very tenacious in the closing stages. The ground absolutely ideal for this horse this afternoon. She's a really big filly, hits the ground hard, so plenty of cutting the ground won't go amiss with her. And I think she's going to win one of these races sooner rather than later. I do think she's still particularly well handicapped for a horse of her natural ability. So very much one there for the three-year-olds, in my opinion. Kandahari in the 4:50 will do for me there.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race, where Dermot Wild looks as though he's got a strong hand here in the shape of Massian, who was very well fancied first time up, but didn't have enough ability, or not enough ability, enough streetwiseness to be a factor that day behind Big Ben, but was very much expected the other day at Galway and got the job done. Looks all about stamina, this horse. He really did power home in the latter stages to beat Jim Balder's Burning Sword. And that stamina hopefully will be seen to good effect here this afternoon. Obviously, it's a very trappy looking race, and this handicap represents another tough assignment for this horse. The likes of Moonmice, to my direction, all coming here in great form. But I do think the one with the most improvement here is Massian. Hopefully, he will prove me right there in that rated contest, the 5:20.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and it looks to be another one here for Dermot Weld in the shape of ample efficiency, unless there's something else hidden in the midst that I don't really know about, because the others that have had form on the board so far, such as Pacadarling, Rainfall Raid, have been fairly disappointing. You could say that Ample Sufficiency himself has been looks a little bit exposed, but to be fair to him, he's been running in very good company. You know, fifth behind Port Douglas, only beaten a length towards the back end of last season. And albeit he got beat first time out off the shelf over this course and distance last time out, it was by a horse who's got an ample amount of improvement in him in the shape of Tree of Knowledge. So I don't think there's any disgrace in that particular performance. I certainly don't think he's going to be running anywhere near to 96, but he probably might not need to, in all fairness, to win this race. So Ample Sufficiency is the choice in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got plenty of action coming up this week, all across the board, most of them during the afternoon, so you'll have to check the William Hill website to see which races we're covering this week. But plenty of action, as I said, over in the Irish Sea. That's it for now. Hopefully catch you again later on in the week. I'm Andy Holding, signing off for this Sunday, and hope you have a great day's punting. Goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.